This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Good morning, David. 10:30 for me last night. 10:30.
That's pretty late, though.
That's essentially like 2 a.m. for most people.
10:30, wake up at 2:15, right?
Feel great after that Mets win.
Yeah, that won't last, though. You won't feel great for a long time.
It's not even falling asleep. It's sheer exhaustion. It's like your body just shuts down.
Shuts down. I'm in the middle yesterday morning going through my Jeopardy routine. Next thing I know, Maya Bialik is like, all right, thank you for joining us. Like, wait, what happened?
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Mike in Brooklyn.
Good morning, guys. Best show on the radio.
Thanks, Mike.
Accurate and thank you. What?
On 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, Santiago's been here the whole time this morning. It's all happening. The big 6 o'clock hour. DPHRO and Rothenberg. Time for a little Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Some housekeeping. Remember, 6:12, you have the O'Reilly read. And then any minute now, RJ will start CMT, so you have enough time to get that done.
Mm-hmm. I think both of the things you just said are completely wrong, because I haven't accepted the reads, and RJ is not.
I love how you have to accept. What do you accept the reads?
They're not my reads.
Yeah, the reads have not been sent. There needs to be a verbal agreement.
You guys are unbelievable.
No, these are legal matters.
Yeah, maybe give me the verbal tip, and I'll change my mind.
You know, I haven't agreed to any of these reads that I have on my plate today.
Yeah, you're contractually obligated.
Well, how am I obligated?
It's in your contract.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Yes.
In my contract, it's like you must do every read and Rick will just do nothing during the show. It doesn't say that.
You're assigned reads.
I know what it is. I'll take it as an honor, actually.
Oh, here we go.
I'm an excellent driver.
I see what it is. He's like, listen, there's one guy that can deal with the heavy lifting of the show, and there's another guy that we have to baby along, and you're the baby guy.
There's one guy. Let me break this down for you. Yeah. There's one guy that just, and we heard it in the open to the 6 o'clock hour, that has the luxury to, after the show is over, and he's done complaining about doing a tease that he does, you know, once every 2 days.
All the time I have to tease.
That he can he can go get in bed.
It rotates.
Yeah, it rotates. Get in bed, watches Jeopardy, and take a very long nap, as opposed to the other one of us that has to jump in the car and drive all the way to Bristol.
You agreed to that.
Just like you agreed to all these reads.
Yeah, Rick gets home. He's like, oh, I was gone all day. I had a 17-hour day. Dave's like, I can relate. Jeopardy, I took my nap. I fell asleep during Jeopardy. I can relate to your long day.
You know what? I don't appreciate the way I'm treated on the show. And this is not the first time. So if you want to get into contracts, I'm sure there's something in my contract that says I can't be mistreated.
No.
No?
No.
Sure,
I made sure that was taken out of the contract once you agreed to the show.
Be a great agent.
Yeah, well, we couldn't do the show. If I couldn't mistreat you a little bit, we couldn't do the show.
Fine with a little mistreating, but now I get RJ jumping in. The three of you suck.
Z-E-V-I-A.
Z-E-V-I-A.
Poor Santiago has a moment, and you decide to air him out yesterday.
The guy slept in yesterday.
Yeah, barely. Barely.
Well, he had the concierge calling from the lobby of his fancy building. Mr. Santiago, are you still sleeping? Yes, I am. What time is it? 4:47. Oh, dear God.
Oh, I did it
again.
Sounds
like you're describing your own life. I mean, only one of us can afford such luxury. It's definitely not me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, his actually has a female's voice. It's Sherry. And it says, excuse me, Dave?
And not for nothing, my commute is not, it's not me walking down the stairs. That's not my commute.
Well, whose fault is that?
No.
If
I could make that happen for myself, I would. I can't.
You're a warrior. But I'm an entertainer.
I'll tell you whose fault this is. This is ESPN's fault. I'll tell you why. Because I had the house studio all set up for everybody. You could have come. It was a house. Beds.
A house.
It was a house. It would have turned into a nice studio. We had a basketball court. I probably would have thrown it. We put a pickleball court in that bad boy.
Oh, pickleball.
Yes. No, can't do it. I said I'll pay for it. Nope. Can't do it.
That is a bad job by them.
Terrible job.
Let's be honest. It took a year and a half, though, for that to happen. That hit the over in my book. I did not think it would take a year and a half for someone to miss the first segment or two of a show.
Look at you. I mean, you'll defend anybody.
I would have defended you, too, for that.
No, you wouldn't.
You think I would have called Ryan, been like, Ryan's 502. I don't know if you're hearing this.
I have no doubt. If I am late, panic. Not only panic, anger, vitriol, all of it. Where are you? How could you do that? What an embarrassment. When I show up at like 4:50, it's like, oh, so someone just rolled out of bed. I don't miss an hour of the show.
Listen, you're way more important than other people.
Oh, you're the lead singer, man.
If you're not here,
have a concert.
Your words, if you're not here, chaos.
Yeah. Chaos.
Show will die. I mean, you can't go. You pay to go see a concert. I can't have just me on stage doing a guitar solo.
I go away, this show dies.
I need the lead singer to show up.
By the way, I don't want to get into too much detail, but because we are an open book, we're an open book, right?
Wide open.
Wide open. At some point, to let you guys know, within the next 6 weeks, I'm going to have to take a day because I have to get a colonoscopy.
We can't do this on the weekend.
No. I have a show on the weekend.
You should do the show from the table.
Yeah, do it. Do it from. Can't you sit on the toilet while you're doing the show? Like, I don't understand why we can't do the show.
Because I can't do that. All right, I have my initial consultation coming up next week, and then after we get past June 22nd, which is the end of this book, and we get to the summer book, I'm sorry. I'm going to have a day to be rectally probed. I apologize.
But it can't be done after the show. I mean, we're only going to clean
himself out. That's
why he's afraid. Here's the thing. You don't understand. All right, you take medicine, which makes you go to the bathroom nonstop.
I'm well aware of what the process is.
All right, so if you're familiar with the process, then instead of standing in my way, just say, you know what, Dave, God, you obviously you have to do that. That sounds like a rough day.
We just got done establishing that if you leave, the show dies.
Well, one day you'll have Anita. It'll be Rick and Anita for one day.
Why can't we do this during your vacation? I don't understand why we have to cut into the show. I don't get it. It's being selfish.
Like this is what I want to do?
Well, listen, all I'm saying is this. Is there's some person at the station that actually pooped his pants and still did a hockey game, and you can't just sit there and do a 3-hour show before.
Correct. That's correct.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Then I'm an embarrassment.
Rico, send them a bedpan.
They're not going to have to put it. There's no anesthetic or anything necessary with all the thermometers that have been up there. It should be easy peasy.
Well, I still got to take all the prep medicine, which makes you release all of the bowels, and then away you go.
Listen.
I had no control over my bowels.
Maybe I'll go get one, too. Tell me the day. Maybe I'll sign up. Maybe I'll get
I haven't made the appointment yet. I have my initial consultation with Dr. Silverman, and then we're going to pick a day.
How about you pick a day, like, on your vacation?
So how does that work?
Easy. You pick a day on your vacation. You just say, you know what, today's going to be the day.
So you want me to go? So we're going to Lake Placid. You want me to go to Lake Placid and then come back on an off day, take all this horrible medicine, poop my brains out, and then have the test, and then drive back up to Lake Placid.
Yeah, no, I think maybe there's somebody in Lake Placid that can do it, no? Maybe you find somebody, like in a strip mall in Lake Placid.
Only you. I have to have a serious medical procedure, and you're like, don't take a day, don't do it? What happens if they find a polyp? You know what happens then?
If I recall, weren't you like really against having this done in the first place?
Yes, I'm very against it.
You didn't even want to do this, and now you're going to take
a day
to do it.
And I don't want to do it, but I have to do it. I'm a 49-year-old male, and it's got to be done.
Look at you being a grown-up.
This is the third one in the last 2 months.
My doctor scolded me. He's like, enough being a baby. You have to do this, and I'm going to do it. So rather than be a supportive teammate.
Will you call in during the procedure then, at least?
Well, I don't know that I'll have the procedure before 8 o'clock. I'll tell you what I'll do. I will call in during prep.
No, I don't want you to call in during prep.
I'll call in during prep.
No.
Live from the toilet.
Listen,
no one wants to hear that.
He can do the show from the doctor's office or the clinic or wherever it's got to be. He can just have the access set up.
Yeah, we'll set up a Comrex. Yeah, we'll set up a Comrex.
God forbid you guys just be like, you know what, they've take the day. I mean, you took like a full week off. Nobody gave you a hard time about it.
Who did?
You.
I was sick.
All right. I have to have a medical procedure.
All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements.
That's sick. My lungs wouldn't even expand, and I worked through it. I have to have a colonoscopy, and you're going to guilt me?
I'm not guilting anybody.
Proctologists across the tri-state area are horrified at the reaction I'm getting from all you guys today.
Well, they'll be upset, too, that you're not on the radio.
Well, you know, one day. Listen, I'll let you know.
Nobody's arguing against you getting this done. We want you to be, you know, be healthy and everything to turn out well. We just want you to do the show while you're taken care of. How is that possible?
My doctor told me, you know what, it's probably a good idea if you would take the day of prep off.
Sure, because you listen to your doctor all the time.
You know what,
you're a shining example.
Let's talk about how the Yankees suck. Can we please?
Oh, no.
I mean, that what a performance. What a performance from the Yankees last night. If I'm telling you, man, if I was a Yankees fan, I would be red hot today. I can't get DJ LeMahieu into my lineup. The bottom, I mean, I got Kiner Falefa hitting fifth. And I got Gerrit Cole, my ace on the mound, who is spotted a 2-0 lead, and then he completely falls apart. What a horrendous performance from the Yankees last night.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I mean, you're getting a little, I think you're going a little overboard here.
I don't think so.
Horrendous. Like, yeah, I mean, I'm sure people looked at the lineup and said to themselves, like, we can't get DJ LeMahieu in this lineup, but it's, I mean, again, it's Baltimore, right? So maybe a little disrespectful, like, okay, it's Baltimore, and I got, you know, we got Gerrit Cole on the mound. I mean, if I would have told you before the game that, you know, Aaron Judge would hit two home runs and Gerrit Cole would pitch, you know, 8 innings and strike out 11, you'd feel pretty good.
Pretty good.
But you mentioned, again, I mean, you mentioned the inning that ends up costing them. Where, I mean, Gerrit Cole, for some reason, they tipping pitches or whatever whatever you want to attribute it to, like, they were all over his fastball. And, you know, 4 runs, 5 hits, and there you go. And then you have Urias.
I mean, guys that aren't even, like, major league hitters. Like, Robinson Chirinos is crushing one. And then what would have gotten me really upset is I scored 2 in the, I guess it was the 6th, was it? Or the 5th? I forget. When I get the second home run from Judge.
Fifth.
And then top of the 6th, Urias hits a home run the other way. And I never recover from that.
And then Peralta came in and gave up the insurance run. And that was it.
Yeah.
And he only had 5 hits.
6-4.
I mean, five hits, 2 of them from Judge.
Listen, I'm not saying they're in trouble. They're fine. And you knew that at some point they were going to scuffle. But I don't know. If I was a Yankees fan, I'd feel a way about last night. That's a bad loss.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Under the circumstances with, you know, guys on in, you know, COVID protocols, LeMahieu, you know, out with rest, and Gerrit Cole on the mound against Baltimore. Yeah, that's a game you absolutely would like to win.
Can I ask you this? Why is LeMahieu not playing in this game last night?
Because they have a rest schedule, Dave.
Oh, my God. But, I mean, did you see the bottom of that order, though?
I did.
Floreal, you get Trevino, you Kiner Falefa, you got Hicks,
Gonzalez.
Marwin Gonzalez. I mean, that was like the Reds from 5-9 last night.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, you also have one of the best players in baseball, and you have Urias in the mound. So their thought process was, okay, we got Gerrit Cole in the mound. He's been pitching lights out, and then, you know, the top of the lineup will take care of business. And, I mean, and Aaron Judge. I mean, listen, Aaron Judge had another great game. I mean, what he's on pace.
He's amazing. He really is. I'll tell you what, he has now become must, like, every at-bat is, whatever you're doing, you stop it for a minute, you watch that. He is that player right now.
He's that good. I was a little concerned, though. Did you, I mean, ninth inning, he made a throw to third. It looked like he tweaked his back a little bit.
I remember the throw you're talking about, the one where Odor went awkwardly sliding to third. But I didn't notice that he looked like he tweaked himself.
Yeah, he looked like he was kind of like pressing on his back, like he tweaked something. Which is the last thing the Yankees
could
would
you imagine
eat,
right? that? And Stanton was terrible last night.
He was not good. He had some really ugly swings last night. That's the crazy part about Matt. Like, he's either like so locked in, and he's just like you can't get him out, or it's like he's swinging at pitches that he has no chance to hit, like none. Like, yeah. He's guessing, and he's just guessing wrong, and there's no chance he's going
to win. But it's weird, right? Like, there are moments where you're like, no matter what happens, he's going to double. Like, there's nothing I can do. And then there's moments where you think to yourself, he has no chance to hit the baseball in this at-bat.
None. Like, he's swinging at pitches. It's like, why would you just swing at that? That's nowhere close to the strike zone.
It's almost like in his mind, I'm swinging. Like,
he's guessing.
Right. I don't care where it is. I don't care what happens. I don't care if it's a ball, if it's a strike. Regardless of any of that, I'm swinging.
I'm selling. Like, this next pitch is going to be a fastball, so I'm selling off of the fastball. And
that's right. And if it's not, I'm going to look really, really foolish.
It's a slider 2 feet out of the strike zone, and you have no chance to hit it.
And that's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract and no compromise. DPHR and Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance, and I walked you right up to your O'Reilly car care read. So go ahead.
I wasn't lying. I did not accept the reads.
O'Reilly Car Care. Go ahead.
I don't have it.
RJ, you really, truly didn't send him the read?
He did not accept the reads.
What do you mean accept? Well, then I don't accept the O'Reilly read.
Oh, that's fine. You're both. I have evidence now that both have declined the reads. Well, Dave, it'll come back to you, though, because, you know.
Well, because of course it will. But you know what? Because I am the team player on the show and maybe the only one, I'll do the O'Reilly car care read.
Or I think it's because I know that you would be guilty otherwise.
I'd feel awful. Well, it's a fine company.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Rob in Cranford.
What a beautiful big
no, no, no.
It's a rooster.
Rob,
it's
no, don't. It's a just rooster. Just pot him down. Blah, blah, blah. Rob in Cranford. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Rick, and good morning, the meal baby. How are you guys doing this morning?
Oh, I am the meal baby. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, so before all of these crazy Yankee fans call in telling us that the sky is falling, I figured I'd do something different. I'm going to hit every point that I think they're going to make so that we can just move forward. So if you guys are ready.
So you're going to play the role of beaten down Yankees fan.
No, this is an 8 mile situation where he's going to get it all out there before anyone can take it. All right, go.
I like it. All right, but now Rob, yep. For the record, you don't feel like this. You just want to get out ahead of what you think they'll say.
Correct. Okay. I'm a Yankee fan, and I'm not panicking after one 3 game.
Panicking? Could you imagine that? All right, go ahead, Rob.
Here we go. All right, ready. I've been a Yankee fan since we stormed the beaches of Normandy, okay? This isn't baseball. Analytics, schmanalytics. You guys gotta fire Cashman. Send Aaron Boone to the moon. Trade Gallo and Hicks for Mike Trout. All right, that's pretty much all I got. Did I pretty much hit everything?
That was good. That was very nice.
It was nice.
It was very nice. Thanks for the call, Rob.
Don't panic, Yankee fans. It's gonna be okay.
Panic?
It seemed like a lot to give up for Mike Trout, but that would be my only criticism.
Did you hear somebody called? I guess Don had his little 30-minute holdover show.
The Don Show?
Yeah, leading into the Rangers the other night, and somebody called saying Hicks and Gallo for Soto.
If you're the Nationals, how would you turn that? I can't imagine the Nationals turning that down.
No, I wouldn't think so either.
For Soto? Come on.
Yeah, for Juan Soto. Maybe for Steve Soto.
No, I mean, I would even say keep Gallo, throw in Trevino.
Or Brantley.
Yeah. Why not?
You hear about the series against the Tampa Bay Rays this weekend, by the way?
Sold out?
Yeah, sold out. Actual fans in the seats down in Tampa.
The Yankees fans show up for those games.
Is your father-in-law going to be in attendance at any of these?
No. Nope.
He doesn't like people. I don't see him as a guy that enjoys large masses of people.
No, he likes going to that stuff. We usually, when I'm down there, we usually go to a couple games.
So why won't he go? Why are you so emphatic?
Oh, it's not that close to him. I mean, it's not. It's a commitment.
I thought they lived in Tampa.
The Tropicana is not in Tampa. That's the whole problem with it. That's why they're trying to get a new stadium built.
It's right off the highway, right? I want to hear from one Aaron Boone. You mentioned tipping pitches last night. Here is Booney. Do you think Cole was tipping pitches against the Orioles?
Not necessarily. Just got to go dive into that. Was it a collection of mistakes? Was there a sequence in the one or two of the at-bats? For a night when he was really dominant and had his stuff going, really a lot of really most of his pitches going. That one little stretch, they strung together some really good swings and stung the ball on him a little bit. So I'm not necessarily suggesting. I'm just saying, on that night, it's, man, a little weird that they're able to string that kind of run together on him.
I would agree. Listen, the guy was lights out for almost every other inning, but in the third inning last night, he got hammered by guys that don't typically touch the baseball. Seems,
yeah,
like,
and I mean, even the,
no?
Well, even the Urias home run too was a pitch that was, I mean, it was a fastball of high out of the strike zone. Maybe they just said, okay, he's got a great, I mean, his fastball is really good tonight. I mean, he's been leaning on it. Let's hunt his fastball.
Maybe, I don't know.
But I can understand why. I mean, I can understand why watching that game last night, you would be suspicious, though, because, I mean, he did have really good stuff.
He had terrific stuff. He walked nobody, struck out at, 11, and had one inning where he got hammered.
Yeah, but four of the five hits in that inning were on his fastball.
But these were not, you know, like bleeders. These balls were hit hard.
Yo, I understand that. They're also major league hitters, too, right? So if they go and just say to themselves, okay, I'm just going to sit on one pitch, because I know he feels good about it tonight.
But then why would you not do that? Why would that not be your approach every single inning?
Well, do you think that Gerrit Cole is stupid? Do you think that Gerrit Cole's like, oh, hey, maybe I should switch this up a little bit?
No, but like,
I've been leaning on my fastball.
The ball over the ballpark in that inning. Why not change it up then?
Well, because Gerrit Cole's going to change it up. Oh, well, you mean Gerrit Cole in that spot?
Yes. You're being pummeled by the Orioles. I mean, they hit the ball hard all over the place. Why not say, you know what, they're looking fastball. I'm not going to give them fastball continuously here.
I would imagine that would probably be a thought, you would hope.
I would think so. Would hope so.
Unless Aaron Boone, I mean, he said it without saying it. I mean, we'll dig into it. I mean, unless there was a thought that he was tipping his pitches. Like, you're not going to completely get away from your fastball, though, right?
I mean, No, I'm not saying you get away from it entirely, but, you know, maybe you sprinkle in, you know, some balls in the dirt. You know, maybe make it a little more difficult for
just
them.
Just a little sprinkle?
Yeah, a little sprinkle.
You like the rainbow sprinkles or the chocolate sprinkles?
You know, my honest answer?
You don't like sprinkles.
No, I like rainbow sprinkles better.
Ugh.
See, I know you. See, I don't understand. I give you my, you ask me, I answer, and now you judge me?
No, I'm not judging you. I'm just, we've been so simpatico last couple of days, especially.
I feel like the rainbow sprinkles give you more flavor than the chocolate sprinkle.
See, I don't agree with that. I don't even think the rainbow sprinkles add much. There's more flair to the rainbow sprinkle.
Why do you even ensconce in the rainbow sprinkle?
I don't partake.
You won't. So if it's rainbow sprinkles or no sprinkles, you would say, I don't want sprinkles?
Pass.
Really?
Yeah, pass.
So you're anti-rainbow sprinkle.
Anti-rainbow sprinkles, yeah.
Ray in the Bronx. Good morning, Ray. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Yes, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Okay, so my opinion, I've been thinking about, well, I'm a Mets fan, by the way. Congrats to me. I'm a Mets fan.
And we are as well, so congrats to all of us.
Okay. So I think they should trade Donaldson, either release him or trade him. Well, it's $25 million, but trade him.
For 2 years.
Ray, who in their right mind would want Josh Donaldson? It's like saying, why not trade Robinson Cano there?
Yeah. Well, I got one more thing. Tampa Bay is going to creep up on the Yankees in the midseason. By July, I think Tampa Bay is going to creep up. They're creeping up now.
They're 4.5 back now.
That's not a huge.
That's what I'm saying. I believe that Tampa Bay will creep up and take over first place.
I don't think that's a wild assessment, though.
Yeah, I don't think that's a wild assessment. Let's relax here a little bit. I mean, Yankees are dealing with some, you know, COVID stuff and everything else. Like, they're not whole. Gerrit Cole had one bad inning. Let's relax. Aaron Judge is still. I mean, Aaron Judge did have two home runs last night.
He's the best.
Let's chill out.
He really is something.
Uncharacteristic error by Rizzo last night that I didn't love.
Yeah, what you see what he's hitting now?
I did, yeah.
He's hitting like 230.
That's correct, Dave.
Yeah, that's not so good. How do you think this guy in the Bronx grew up a Mets fan?
I mean, how did you grow up a stone's throw from the Coliseum and become a Rangers fan?
You know, it's a great point.
That's a great point.
It really is. And I detest the Islanders.
Which is amazing to me.
I mean, I detest. But at least I'm no bandwagon.
No one would ever say that about you.
Right? You can't make that argument. You have Straight Talk Wireless now. Is this charade over? You ready to tag in?
Don't listen. RJ has not sent me the reads. This is not on me. This is strictly on RJ Santillo.
RJ, you still didn't send it to him?
I defended him too. See, I thought we were unified.
You're not unified. He will turn on you so quickly you won't know what hit you.
Yeah, that's what's happened here.
That's exactly what's happened. You want to send him the read so he has to do it when we return?
I think that we shall. We shall do that.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I'm getting tremendous praise by both RJ and Raymond saying I made the right call on the sprinkles.
No.
Yeah, of course. Of course you'd say that. God forbid you ever look inward and say I'm wrong.
I don't feel like I'm wrong because I love the chocolate sprinkles. Delicious. I love it.
Oh, well, I'll get sprinkles.
Or I go with the little cookie crunchies. Love those, too.
RJ, what did you just pop up and
I just sprinkled in.
You just said,
give me my little cookie.
Rainbow sprinkles the way to go, right?
Yeah, I would agree. I actually don't think it's crazy just to move away from the sprinkles altogether. If you're going to go toppings, I think maybe a little Oreo action.
How about some M&Ms?
Yeah, I'm good with
wet
that.
Wet nuts, maybe? Those are delicious. By the way, little
the
vanilla
what?
Ice cream, the walnuts, the wet walnuts.
I don't want nuts on my ice cream.
It's delicious.
No, I don't want.
You try it. I'm telling you, it's delicious. You'll love it.
Not eating ice cream currently,
because for the giblets.
The giblets. Yep. My giblets are going away. Look at that.
You gotta have a cheat day though.
Nope, not doing it. I had a cheat day when I go to the garden. I can't control myself with the M&Ms.
Confirmed.
What? You saw what was going on?
That's okay, though, because you look great. Are we allowed to ask this question? What do you weigh these days?
I'm not answering that question now.
Wow. So do you plan?
Well, because I got down to 198, and I'm not at 198 now.
You can't be too far off. I know you won't tell us. You can't be too far off.
I'm not getting into that. By the way, Hinkie Haynes with a great tweet. Saying Cole had only one bad inning is like saying, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
Is that Michael
Caine? Yeah, but he threw eight, though.
I don't care if he threw 15. He was not good.
I get it. He had a bad inning. I get it.
He had a bad inning, which in turn was a bad game. 5 earned runs in 8 innings. Is that a good game?
No, but I mean, I would also point to not just that. Yeah, I guess. All right. I mean, at least we get through that inning. I mean, Judge's 2-run home run, we're tied.
And then what did he do?
That was the problem.
He turned around and allowed another home run.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
They had 5 hits, though, too. I mean, come on.
5 earned runs in 8 innings. If I tell you tonight Bassett goes 8 innings and allows 5 runs, you feel good about that performance?
I have to watch it, though. I don't get caught up in just the box score.
An ERA of 5.3. That's not good.
I don't get caught up in the box score, Dave.
Well, maybe you should. Deep dive. Well, maybe you should. All right, you want to hear this? This is, by the way, did you get the tweet?
I did. Texted me? Yeah, I got the
whatever,
email.
The email, whatever. Did you get it?
Yes.
Why don't you read it, and then I'll read you a quote from the great Chris Collinsworth.
Okay, so we'll hear from your DM in a second here. Yep. Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good, Dave. It feels really good. Actually, it feels great, and you should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
That's why you're so good.
Well, it's because I do the reads better than you. I don't want to I'll start getting.
I think you do as well. I think you're better at the reads, and we should try slowly morph into you doing more of them than you've been doing.
Absolutely not.
You really are terrific. But you don't realize I was able to hydrate right there.
And hydrate.
Now I'm ready.
You drink three bottles of water. I've seen you spike in bottles of water the entire show.
I have to hydrate.
I don't even know what your couch must look like right now. With all the
you
water bottles
see?
On it. No.
Okay. There's a lot. I would say 25 to 35 water bottles.
Now, why can't we? Right, you now. Can't get a trash can down there?
Yeah, I really should. All right. You want to hear this this quote from the great Chris Collinsworth?
Is it Jets related?
Would you like to hear it or not?
Yes, please read it.
All right. Here we go. Quote. Yes, it's Jets related. They seem like a team who could potentially make a Bengals-type leap this season. Yeah. Bengals-type leap. And if that's not bad enough, I heard Dan Orlovsky say a very similar thing yesterday. He said he thinks Zach Wilson takes that next step. The sky is the limit for this team.
I wish I could do what people do nowadays. Where it just makes statements with no second thought to being wrong at all. It's a no lose for them.
A Bengals type leap though.
Yeah, right to the Super Bowl, Dave. Right to the Super Bowl.
This show would go off the rails if the
I don't know if the show would exist.
You would lose your mind.
Yeah.
If the Jets went to the Super Bowl. You'd probably commit to going and not show up. I mean, it would be a wild time.
I would be on a float for sure.
There's no. Why would you get a float?
I would
get a float.
Definitely be on a float.
No chance.
And you know how jealous you'd be if I was on the float. I would make you come to the Canyon Heroes too.
By the way, you don't go on a float for getting to the Super Bowl.
I'm saying we're going to win it though.
Win the Super Bowl. Then we get the calendar. We get the semi-erotic Rick DiPietro calendar.
I'll pose like
a pig with an apple in my mouth with one of them. If you want,
there'll be nothing semi-erotic about this calendar, buddy.
It'll be fully erotic.
Oh, fully.
Why wear pants?
Pants will not even be in the discussion with this calendar.
Now you're going to swing it? So I know that you don't like it, but you can't deny that there's a lot of chatter about this huge increase the Jets are going to make this year.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that and hear it, and I don't like it.
It bothers you so much. Well,
it does, of course it does.
Why can't you just take it and enjoy it?
Enjoy what? There's nothing to enjoy. I mean,
so you don't believe it? You don't think that they take a giant leap?
No, I think they take a step, but a Cincinnati Bengals type leap? Really? Come on. I mean, have you seen the AFC lately? Have you seen the first 4 weeks of the schedule lately? I mean, I get it. I'm thrilled that people are optimistic about the season and the draft and the offseason and everything else and the potential for Zach Wilson to be a stud. But I mean, let's not sit here and pretend like we saw a lot of that in Zach Wilson's first year.
I'd say you saw almost none.
Okay, so this is strictly going over. Okay, he's super talented and he was the second overall pick. So he has to take a big leap, doesn't he? Well, I don't know. I would hope. But still, I mean, the team won four games, man. Four.
Better chance that you have a tremendous leap or that you get through this season. You're like, I don't think Zach Wilson is very good.
Well, define tremendous leap. I'm going from four to what?
Not nine plus.
So I'm going to be, oh my God.
9-8, 10-7, somewhere in that range. Maybe a playoff berth.
See, now you're doing it. I knew this is such a bad situation that they're putting us in here. Why can't we just take a step back and just
because you can't.
Why though?
All eyes are now on the Jets. They are the number one team as far as betting the over that's out there right now. Their over under is 5.5, and they have the most money on the over compared to any other team in the NFL. For some reason, there are legitimate expectations that the Jets are going to take a really big step.
And yet the ESPN analytics, the Football Power Index, has them tied with or just behind the Bears for most likely to have the first overall pick.
Yeah, that's right, at like 14%.
And we're talking about, a Bengals-type leap here in year
two. So you're not going to answer the question.
I don't know how to answer the question. I don't think they're going to take a huge leap. I think they're going to be much better than they were last season. And I don't know how, with how tough their schedule is, they could get off to a slow start, what that equates to win-wise. Like, when we went back and forth, I said, what, they'd have 7 wins?
Yeah, I think you said 7.
7 or 8 wins? Yeah. Like,
I think that if you get 7 or 8, that's
a nice season.
Very nice season. All right. I'm not shortchanging RJ. No pun intended. Let's go. It's time for CMT.
To cuddle.
I would be a menace as a teenage girl.
To marry.
I don't want to give up the meat.
Or to trash.
I think I'm emotionally broken.
That is the question.
Cuddle, marry, trash brought to you by Jack Pocket. I think that was a shot there.
It wasn't a shot.
I think it was.
So calling you a munchkin from the Wizard of Oz could have been construed as a shot. This was not a shot.
Could have been.
Could have been.
I see. So you guys just mentioned the Jets. OTA is going on right now. Today's session opened to the media, so we will hear from some of the particulars, I'm sure, tomorrow. But still some questions with some familiar names. So I ask you, which of these Jets whose names are in the headlines concerns you the most for one reason or another? And you'll marry the one that concerns you the most. Is it Zach Wilson? Is it Mekhi Becton? Or is it the recent, as I'm seeing the media tour of heightened excitement begin, Denzel Mims?
All right. I mean, this is not a great question. And if I have to be the one that's going to call you out on it, I will. How you putting Denzel? The first two are fine. But Mims? No. I expect nothing from Denzel Mims. So I will trash Denzel Mims. Repeat the actual question again, please. I want to hear the
verbiage. Which concerns you the most? Wilson
Which
or Becton?
Concerns me the most?
Can we throw Dave's attitude into the mix, into the question?
That would have been better than Denzel Mims.
Okay,
I'm not concerned about Mims. My expectation is none for him.
Okay, well, sub in your third option then.
All right. No, I'm not. It's not my job. I do the reads.
Do you though?
Yeah.
Did you?
I do most of the reads.
Did you do the most recent read? I'm curious.
He gave me the long one too.
Yeah, it was a long one, so I didn't want any part of it. All right, I will cuddle Mekhi Becton. And I'll tell you why. Because if Becton is not capable, I think you're still in serviceable hands. Now, it's not ideal. It's not what you're looking for. But I think you can move on if Becton plays right tackle and be okay. Zach Wilson. The answer has to be marry. Long storied marriage with Zach Wilson. Final answer.
Yeah, but the question is concern. Like, yeah. I mean, when I look at Mekhi Becton, there are a lot more reasons to be concerned about Mekhi Becton. Coming off an injury, not being in shape, work ethic. So the correct answer is I'm going to marry Mekhi Becton.
Yeah, Dave's too busy ripping the question.
Because he's got no idea how to play the game. I'll cuddle Zach Wilson.
How to play the game.
And then I will trash Denzel Mims.
And why will you trash Denzel Mims? Because it's comical that he was even put in this game, right?
No, I can understand why he was involved.
Oh, yeah.
There has to be a trash answer. RJ, I thought it was a terrific start to CMT.
Listen, Rich Cimini put out so you're going to go after Rich here because he put out a tweet, too, about the biggest storylines to watch, and Denzel Mims was among them. So I would like
he has to put something.
No, I would like you to go after Rich, too. Call him out right now.
That's a terrible job, Rich. You're better than that.
Wow.
You're
all right.
Nasty,
I went after Spike
man.
Lee yesterday.
You did
think
yesterday.
I'm afraid Barely. Of anybody?
You were going to let Spike Lee off the phone, is what you were going to do. You fraud.
You did, though. I give you credit for that. I give you credit for
I
that.
I mean, just because
I'm not sure I do. He was about to hang up before you did.
I did. I got us into it.
Exactly.
True.
Thank you.
Well, you might have launched it there, but I'm the one that took the baton and ran with it.
Yeah, but true. But there's no baton if Rick doesn't hand it to you.
Oh, Rick, you're amazing.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
When I'm out with my colonoscopy, I can't wait for that show for the 3 hours.
Treating that baton like a shake weight is what you're doing.
You'll have a verbal colonoscopy going on that day.
Maybe I'll take the day up. Maybe I'll get a colonoscopy that day.
Let's do it together, and then the next day we can compare colonoscopies.
You guys are going to have one of those like punch cards where you get a free one after 10.
Set it up. I'll go.
Alrighty. You sound way too enthusiastic about this.
It's a good teammate. So, another good teammate, I don't know if you've heard this promo that we're airing on our fine radio station right here, promoting all the great hockey coverage, which I think, I mean, listen, I'm biased, but this program here I think is elite, top of the line when it comes to hockey coverage.
I am so glad, RJ, because I was thinking the same exact thing yesterday that you included this.
I think it's a great promo.
So I have to play it for those that haven't heard it, and there will be a question that follows after.
98.7 ESPN is all for hockey.
Fox scores! Rangers win!
We've got Rick DiPietro.
This is a solid team, and they've shown you they can win a bunch of different ways, which is important when you get to the playoffs.
We've got Don LaGreca.
Igor Shesterkin. Michael, if he plays well, I don't see the Rangers losing the series.
And, of course, we've got Dave Rothenberg.
You have to do a better job in front of the net, and you have to limit their opportunities.
Your official home of New York Rangers playoff hockey. 98.7 ESPN and the ESPN New York app.
That's a nice promo.
And we have Dave Rothenberg. You have to score more goals than the other team.
So I asked,
I mean, Don said if Shesterkin plays well, you win the series.
Yeah, but Don's got a lot of credibility. You do have a hockey show, so I ask you both.
I'm out.
No.
I'm out.
You can't be out.
You guys continue along. Santiago, you can take my place in the rest of this horrendous segment.
Oh, that's fine. Cuddle, marry, trash who you go to for your hockey knowledge. Is it Rick? Is it Don? Or is it Dave?
One of these things is not like the others. Sorry, Dave.
Dave having a hockey show is like Carlin having a fitness show on the station.
I'm going to trash Dave. I'm sorry. Maybe politely discard if that makes you feel better, Dave.
No, slam dunk it right in the garbage.
You're right. I'm going to slam dunk it one more time. I will cuddle Don LaGreca. Fantastic on the play-by-play. Fantastic on the analysis. I'm going to marry Rick because, I mean, come on. What better coverage are you going to get from a guy who's actually played in the league as a number one overall pick, Team USA? All the accolades Rick has had. Come on now. It's not even comparable.
Yeah, the guy is stealing money.
I'm like the Gary Payton of hockey coverage. The glove, baby.
Yeah.
Stealing money.
Yeah.
I got knee replacements lined up. I gave my body to the sport. I don't want to hear from you.
The Islanders stole years from his playing career. I mean, mm-hmm. Come on.
Dave has a hockey show.
Dave has a hockey show. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'm the of course. Okay.
I think without you, the problem would have been the promo would have been like 22 seconds, yes. And you have to get it to 30. So.
And we have Dave Rothenberg.
Dave Rothenberg.
They have skates and sticks and pucks and take shots.
That's fine. You know what? I'm going to go personally after each of you.
Oh, shocker.
Yeah, that's a shocker. Yeah,
I mean, really. You get Santiago sleeping in.
It happens if it's
I got the vertically challenged, and I just got the bad guy. I mean, you honestly, overall, Rickard, you're just a bad person. You really are. You're a bad human being.
Of course, we have Dave. If the Rangers score more goals, they probably will win.
Sticks and skates.
John Madden level analysis.
Yeah.
Forget it. You know
Chris Kreider and them boys.
All right, so actual hockey question, though.
Are we going to break? You know, actually, why don't we go to Rex in Brooklyn?
We can. It's
no, no, do whatever the hell you want. I don't even care. I honestly don't even care.
But what do you want me to do?
Why don't you get a tattoo in the 7 o'clock
you
hour?
Giving,
really?
I thought you were giving RJ free reign for this. What happened to
I break early for this?
We have Dave Rothenberg, the Scotty Bowman of 98.7.
Wow.
Fine. Just continue along. Go ahead. When I'm gone, you'll miss me.
The team that scores more goals in the series will win.
See, what concerns me, Dave might leave out of spite.
I would absolutely.
Without a job, he would just leave.
As he drinks his 15th water of the day.
I don't understand. Why are you beating up a guy for hydrating? Go ahead, RJ. What else you got?
People run full marathons. They don't drink as much as you drink.
I like to hydrate.
But you never leave to go to the bathroom. That's interesting.
No,
it's
never.
Amazing.
Do you have a urinal in your studio?
I pee in a bottle during the breaks.
It's Mel Kiper.
Really tiny bottle.
Oh, no.
All right. So there is a Rangers game tonight. That's why we're playing these promos. So I ask you a very serious hockey question for very serious hockey minds. If the Rangers are to win tonight and even the series, Cuddle, Marry, Trash, who will play the biggest role? If they're to win, is it Igor?
Oh, but come on!
Is it?
Oh, what kind of crap is this?
Is it Mika Zibanejad?
The guy's up for the MVP of the league. I mean, what kind of question is this?
Or is it Chris Kreider?
You can't even see above the counter. How can you ask a question like that?
I don't see how that's relevant.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't see how that's relevant.
There's muffins up there.
I also don't see how that's relevant.
Go ahead. Go, answer your question.
Oh, all right. I'll marry Shesterkin.
Oh, wow. Well, what a shock.
I will cuddle Mika.
You'll what? You'll cuddle him? Yeah.
Wow, you're in a mood right now.
Oh, yeah, I am.
He sucks so bad. And I will, I'll gently place Chris Kreider in the garbage.
Santa, you go.
What, you're not going?
No.
Okay, to give you something a little different, I'll actually marry Mika Zibanejad.
Oh, my God.
No, listen, because in the games the Rangers have won, that top line has been producing, you know, more than... And listen, Igor's been great, especially since he's been pulled from the Pittsburgh games, but he's fantastic. You know what you're getting from him, but if the object of the game is to score, and the Rangers hadn't scored in those two games in Carolina. They got nothing from the top line. All of a sudden, they got goals from both Mika and Kreider in Game 3, and look, they won. So, marry Mika's a bandage rat. I'll cuddle Igor.
Aww.
And I will, like Rick, cuddly.
Cuddly,
sorry,
yeah, do
cuddly,
it.
Cuddly discard Chris Kreider.
Cuddly. You got anything more, RJ?
No, that's it. That's our time. So that
usually
is...
end with like a fun one.
I was going to, but that's our time. So
no, I mean, who cares about the clock? Right through it.
No, because I'll go through it, and then you'll yell at me. And then
I won't say a word about the clock. No, ask the next one.
Then you'll make more short jokes.
I won't say a word, because I don't care. So go ahead. Ask the next one.
Nope, we're moving on.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.